progress is progress. We want to look at this as positive as we can. Back when we started purchasing those buildings, the hotel in particular had a lot of people wanting to restore something, and I had some experts come in, and it just got too bad to do anything with. And then, as like any projects, funding is a real issue for these types of projects. I tried to get funding from the state and the federal government both. Seems like there's always some sort of caveat to why we don't qualify for particular funding. We would like to get some matching funds, and we've been trying to get those for years. Even money that was promised the village from the state 2 years ago still hasn't been funded yet. So this year, and with a lot of citizens' input as well, I mean, we're all tired of looking at the buildings, and it looks like they're just plain unsafe now. We didn't think they could stand another winter weight of the ice and snow, and they were going to fall in and create a hazard somewhere, somehow. So we decided we'd better just get them down before it became a further issue.
And then as far as once those properties are cleared, what is the hopes for the village in terms of future use?
Well, again, funding will be an issue. I mean, we did get over the hurdle of demolition, and it'll get us focused on the next hurdle to a little bit more to see about moving forward with the University of Illinois plans and the citizens' plans we had for the downtown revitalization. And we'll keep working in that direction, of course. So we've got a $2 million sewer restoration that we're still paying the debt on, and coming up with any extra money is difficult. And with this pandemic, it's probably going to make it even worse. So we'll just keep plugging along. I mean, unfortunately, we'd all like to see it happen immediately, but that's just the nature of the game. We're lucky at this point we haven't had to incur any debt doing any of these things, and we'll continue in the same course to see what we can do without incurring any more debt if we can. And if we do, try to minimize it as much as we can.
You know, there's been a new coffee shop that is opened in Viola that's generated a lot of excitement. I've heard great talk about that. And then kind of a local meat business that's doing some catering and things about that. So, as mayor, can you kind of speak to that? You have to be pleased when you see those type of things happening.
Sure, we're very pleased with that. The coffee shop's been in the process of remodeling, tuck pointing, getting things ready for almost 2 years now, and it's great that she's open now and getting great reviews. And it's there's great things there. I mean, it's good when you don't have to say something's great, but it is great. Her products are fantastic. Baked goods are good. Coffee's fantastic, and the barbecue shop across the road, the Bone Collector, that as well. The same deal. He sells out every day. He's open in 3 or 4 hours normally, so you couldn't ask for a couple of better things going on during this pandemic.